Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 December 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. Please excuse me if I have to sneeze in your ear or cough one time. I don't mean to. I got a kill button here, but sometimes I'll fast enough get to it. But I've still got a little bit of a head cold or actually sinuses. So forgive me if I come across a little bit rude. I don't mean to do that, okay? Welcome to tonight's program. We're so glad you're with us, and I do really mean that. It's such a blessing. This past Bible study, you have people listening and calling in. It was such a blessing. Folks, you have no idea what an honor it is for me to come into your home in the evening, you know, almost every other Saturday with Bible study. You welcome me in your home. Spend time with me so we can share things and maybe learn together. Thank you all so much for that, and I just do appreciate that. And I'll make mention, of course, of the specials this month, which will be, of course, the water filters. You're going to get a 15% discount on water filters this month, folks. You need to remember that. That's most of that James ever done that. And he's doing it because he knows people's money's tight. It's tight. And I know that to be a fact myself personally. He's trying to save every dollar he can. Everyone needs fresh water. Everyone. Now's your chance. If you have a gravity-fed filter, any stainless steel filter, as I say, from Berkey, these elements will fit in that Berkey. You don't need to put two or three or four of them in. One element will do what four of the Berkey filters done. So they're available, folks, right now. And if you will make your own gravity-fed water filter, he'll send you directions to do that. All you need is spigot for $20 extra. He'll send you tell you how to make your own gravity-fed water filter. But we need water every day. I personally try to shun away from anything that isn't filtered any longer. With everything that's going across country and all kinds of, who knows what you're drinking in water today? I mean, who knows? But it's just something maybe we'll think about. They're on sale right now. You can call us up. Lisa can take your order with credit card, debit card, or you can get it right a check if you like. Call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-651-4448. That's 800-777-4403 or 304-651-4448. Tonight we're going to talk about something, folks, that is not pleasant to think about or talk about. We're going to talk about a tough and touchy topic. But it's Bible. It's prophesied to happen to nations that forget God. And it's happening in America right now. The Beach Doomsmen starting back in 1984 or so come to America and prophesied against America. Most of the things he said I totally agreed with, some things I don't understand, and some I don't agree with. But one thing he did say that I see coming about. He said if America does not repent, America's going to burn. Then America will go to civil war first. America will have internal strife and split over with internal strife, and they will be attacked from the south from Russia, Nicaragua, and other nations he mentioned. These are things, folks, I think, with anyone in common sense can see coming together in America. We can't even have a peaceful election. Now, we know they've been rigged for years. But now the side that does the rigging, no matter which side it is so bold, they don't care. They don't care. They do it anyway. But we're coming to the point now where it's not even safe for people to be in their homes. I know this had a shooting in Charleston, West Virginia, where somebody shot through the apartment buildings and bullet holes right through the lady's bedroom and the gentleman's bedroom. This is America today. American society is crumbling. And civil war is imminent. Again, if you read Revelation chapter 6, if you follow the four horsemen, folks, and understand what it's saying, you'll find one there mentioned in verse 4, chapter 6, that everyone says brings war. Well, that isn't what it says, actually. It isn't. It says in chapter 4, verse 4 of Revelation, there went out another horse that was red, and power was given him that sat thereon, pay attention, to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't include war, but he takes peace from the earth. Have you ever, and if you live as long as I have, almost three quarters of a century, you're not thinking in the past of any time in the past when the world was in such turmoil, such strife, and such frustration and anger building everywhere. People are becoming angry from all the way from Iran to China to here in the U.S., To many nations, people becoming uneasy and unrestful. They're not happy campers, so to speak. In Netherlands, they want to forcibly shut down 3,000 farms. Farmers are getting excited about that, upset about that, and they should be. But we're seeing this fourth horseman, take away peace from the earth, and it's happening as we watch, because where the spirit of Christ is, there is peace and prosperity. And liberty. We don't have that any longer. The Spirit of Christ has been driven out of America. God's not allowed in public attendance any longer. And America is going to be judged. It is being judged. And this horseman, the red horseman, is going to have the power and authority to take peace from the earth and from America. Now, if you've been watching news at all lately, you've seen things happen that never happened before in our lifetime that I know of. Incidents happened that are dividing the people even more, with righteous anger, but the evil side, my friends, is not going to quit pushing and pushing and pushing until they bring forth a confrontation that's going to fly in the face of everybody in this country. You're going to take sides, we like it or not. There'll be very few neutral areas that you can stand in. The division between good and evil is getting so broad that you can't straddle any longer. It's hard to straddle the fence, my friends, when it comes anymore to good and evil. The gray area has almost disappeared. It's black or white, and it's getting very clear. The United States is going into a very destructive time. The United States is going into a very destructive and demoralizing period that you never saw before in the history of this country. Even during the so-called Civil War, they never dreamed of seeing what we're seeing right now. And we'll not have another war to fight over states' rights or liberties. Not in the sense that was fought between the states. We're going to fight now between morality and immorality, between righteousness and evil. And yes, it's going to come to blows. I said this before when I started teaching this past week in Bible study. Everything, folks, begins in the hearts of men, in the spirits of men. But it's always manifested in the flesh of man, in the fleshly world. We see it manifested. We're seeing the anger on both sides start to build. And, you know, most, now I'm talking about people now that are truly born-again Christians, truly born again. Not those that go to church, not those that give money to the church, not those that claim the name of Christ, but I'm talking about truly born again, new creatures in Christ. No one who's truly born again wants violence of any kind to come to a necessity. No one with Christ in them at all desires to harm somebody else. But a righteous man or a woman that comes right down to the nitty gritty, right down to the wire. If a righteous man or woman, I said, will defend themselves and family by whatever means necessary, with whatever force is necessary. Now, that just means from home invasion, my friends. That's short. That'd be that. It's not just much more than that. It's being righteous people will get out into the schools and into the public arenas to defend their children. Maybe their children are not involved in this certain situation, but they know that if this situation escalates, it's going to swallow up society totally, and the children that they love so much will be drawn into this, and who knows what it could do to their hearts, minds, and souls. So they become angry to the point that enough is enough. I don't want that. You don't either. But I'm beginning to see now that's going to happen. We're going to see Revelation 4:6 come to pass. Already are seeing come to pass worldwide, but I live here in America. This notice is from the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. This issued huge national terrorism bulletin in advance of Christmas. The United States remains in a heightened threat environment. Lone offenders and small groups motivated by a range of ideological beliefs and or personal grievances continue to pose a persistent and lethal threat to the homeland. Domestic actors and foreign terrorist organizations continue to maintain a visible presence online in attempts to motivate supporters to conduct attacks in the homeland. Threat actors have recently mobilized to violence, citing factors such as reactions to current events and adherence to violent extremist ideologies. In the coming months, threat actors could exploit several upcoming events to justify or commit acts of violence, including certifications related to the midterm elections, the holiday season and associated large gatherings, the marking of 2 years since the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, and potential sociopolitical developments connected to ideological beliefs or personal hostility. Targets of potential violence include public gatherings, faith-based institutions, the LGBTQI+ community, schools, racial and religious minorities, government facilities and personnel, U.S. critical infrastructure, the media, and perceived ideological opponents. That does not leave a whole lot out, does it? That covers about all gamuts of society, doesn't it? It does. It truly does. We are seeing a nation starting to deteriorate before our very eyes to the point that violence is going to become not only acceptable but the norm. I don't like it. I don't want it. You don't either. But I'm afraid that's not going to stop it, my friends. I'm afraid that's not going to stop it at all. You probably heard the news already that tens of thousands are without electricity after gunfire takes out North Carolina substations. Now, I'm going to read the article, some of it to you, and I'll take a phone call next half hour, but I don't want to rush through this, folks. Now, keep in mind all through this talk we're talking right now, all through this, that morality is the common thread that holds a society together. Oh, there's always been immoral people, always will be. But at a time in this country when immorality was brought forth, it was not tolerated by the moral people. Now, I'm going to say this very calmly, very clearly. The reason we're in this shape we're in right now as a country, the reason we're seeing all this happen, is because the ones that call themselves moral people have become morally depraved themselves to the point that they will beg out of a fight by any means necessary. They won't stand. They'll say God is love and back out of the fight and go back into their homes and hope nothing happens to them. We become a morally corrupted, cowardly nation. I'm saying it very clearly, very slowly. And the ones who call themselves the most moral, of course, are the ones who go to the churches in America. And these people have perverted this so-called religion they have to the point they no longer recognize this anywhere near Christianity. But I talk to people from time to time, especially Brother Larry down in North Carolina, who believes violence is totally wrong and it's never justified. The man is not understanding Scripture, obviously, because God himself destroyed millions already and will destroy millions more. But that's not the point tonight. Point is this. In Colossians chapter 1, we're told that Christ created all things, and all things exist for his purpose. And that all things consist through him. The moral thread that Christ brought into society, the moral thread that God's word brought even before Christ came, through society, the moral laws that were something that were part of nature itself, so to speak. You didn't steal, you didn't kill, you didn't commit adultery, you didn't fornicate. All these things, you weren't allowed to be sexual perverts and deviants and none of the other things. That was just moral acceptance of facts, whether you were believers in God or not. That was just standard morals. Everybody knew that was wrong. And for those that lived in a society that were moral people, the immoral ones would not be tolerated. They'd be punished for it in some way, even to the point of putting to death. But we've lost that somehow along the way. The church has been lied to so much by the pastors behind the pulpits that we no longer understand the moral dictates and laws that were given to us by our Creator. They were once enforced even by heathen judges because even they knew that certain things were not acceptable in society. Now back to the article in North Carolina. Authorities in North Carolina and in North Carolina beyond are descending upon Moore County, North Carolina, this weekend after a brazen act has left tens of thousands without power. The strange and cruel act appears to have been a coordinated multi-site attack on power substations in the region with damage so terrible that it could be several days before the things get back to normal. Over 40,000 Moore County, North Carolina residents were powerless on Sunday afternoon after two substations were taken out by gunfire on Saturday night, according to the police. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields said in a Facebook post on Saturday that just after 7 p.m. on that night, several communities across the county began to experience power outages. Duke Energy, which operates a power grid in the county, responded to at least two different substations, and there was evidence of intentional vandalism at both, Fields said. The attack was unprecedented. We faced something that last night here in Moore County we never faced before, Fields said during a Facebook Live press conference on Sunday afternoon. I don't know the rules behind that. They said at first because there was going to be a drag queen pervert show, which, by the way, went on even in the dark. They had flashlights. But then they found out that report was really not true. But whatever the reason, whatever the motive, never before that I know of, on this scale anyway, have we seen something like this happen to the point that it took out residents' electricity for about 40,000 residents' electricity, including hospitals and businesses that need them. Stoplights no longer work. Hospitals are running on generators now. I don't know of any time before this ever happened. It may have, but I don't know anything about it. And when, especially at this huge amount of people being affected. Why did it happen? I really don't know. Would they have to start putting armed guards around the substations? I don't know. They had to start chaining products to the shelves in stores and put them behind glass doors under lock and key. Could it happen to have to put guards there? Obviously it could happen. Because this is fulfilling prophecy for America. We are disintegrating morally. We're disintegrating as a society. We're destroying ourselves every day, a little bit by little bit. Inch by inch, folks, we're being taken down. Because we've forgotten God and took the consistency that made that held this nation together, a common thread of morals that were accepted in general by everybody and enforced by everybody, had been taken away. Now, that's just the way it is. I know you don't want to hear this stuff, but I didn't do it, and I didn't write it. I'm just sharing with you what the story is all about. And this is by no means an isolated situation as far as immorality and something happening. It's just another sign of a decaying society. This is from Public Advocates of the United States, sent to a friend of mine. A cabal of New Jersey high school teachers have been exposed for holding a secret student sexual drag show on school grounds. Students selected to perform in the drag show were given special passes to leave classrooms and go put on this pornographic display during school hours. The small town of Flemington, New Jersey, had been rocked by this revelation. But even worse, it's a way it's been swept under the rug. The media and local officials are trying to brush this off as nothing more than a fun student club activity. Did you hear what I said? Decadence, immorality, sexual deviance, and this is nothing more than a fun student club activity? Can you understand maybe in this case why the parents are outraged? And folks, we'll share some more with you about public school in just a minute. I'm saying this out of pure love, and I mean this. Why the hell do you have your students in these hell holes we call schools? Don't you love the souls of your children more than that? Are you willing to be them put up in front of them? Maybe, well, my school doesn't do that. Well, maybe it doesn't. But it's part of the public school system that condones much more that you don't even know about. Even this whole hillbilly preacher knew 30 years ago, longer than that, to get his boys out of public schools. And he picked moss off the logs and rocks to pay for their education. And I don't regret it one minute of it. The radical left and homosexuals lobby have spent all year claiming that drag shows are harmless fun that are just perfect for kids. A drag queen is a sexual persona. That's it. It's not fun make-believe or dress-up. A drag show is adult pornographic entertainment every time. There's no family or child-friendly version of the drag show. This is no different than if children were being encouraged to act like prostitutes or strippers. Parents didn't even find out about this secret sexual performance for 3 days, not until the email was leaked. Just a few years ago, a report like this would have resulted in a police raid on the school to round up every adult that took part in or enabled this activity. But in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, the police have been given a full support to this activity through their inaction. Repeat that. There was a time when everybody involved had been arrested and then jailed for this at the least. But the police are doing nothing. A secret and select group of teachers and administrators for Flemington, New Jersey High School pulled six students out of class to put on a sexually explicit performance whilst keeping it secret from the rest of the school and especially the parents. How is this now, folks, not an outrage? Do you understand what I'm saying about anger? Do you understand what this is pushing people to do? Well, first off, again, I said, get your children out of that hellhole. Get them out of there now. Don't go to the school board and argue about it. Do that. Go to the school board. That's fine. But pull your child out of there. Help defend the rest of the children. But get your child out of harm's way. Don't you know that this is worse than murdering a child? You murder a child, you destroy the body. The soul may be saved. But in a case like this, they're going to pervert their souls and minds to the point they're unredeemable. Oh, yeah, that's Romans chapter 1. Read it for yourself. Those given to this kind of lifestyle, folks, are quickly turned into a reprobate mind, and they have no hope, and that could be your child. When do we stop getting mad, this article says, and I mean truly furious about the exploitation and abuse of our nation's children by public school employees? And I'll echo that. Why are we not outraged, period, about what's going on? And don't let the media give us any nonsense about the students initiating all this. The adults involved were responsible for everything. The invited adults were all given special invites by the teacher who leads the school's homosexual activity club. A teacher that leads a school's homosexual activity club, and you got your children in that, you perfect idiot. According to reports, this student event didn't even include any students in the audience. It was just a private sex show organized by one teacher for other adults to enjoy. But it gets even crazier. A local sex performer, Phoebe Mantrap, was included in the show performing with the children. And one teacher was even assigned as lookout to guard the door from any invited interlopers. How can anyone really know what went on behind these closed doors? How far did things go with these children and the predatory adults in the room? The answer is we don't know. But we know it wasn't good. Do you understand, folks, what I just shared with you? Do you even care what I just shared with you? Are you angry at all about this? It is so evil they put lookouts out to make sure that no one caught them in the act. I'm done apologizing for telling the truth and saying I might hurt people's feelings. Frankly, I don't care any longer. I don't have time to care about your feelings. I don't have time to care about what you may think about me, that you may never listen to me again, that you may never send a dollar to this radio broadcast keeps on the air. You may never want to help us ever again. But I just don't care. The children that are being destroyed by these mindless perverts, yes, folks, I will tell you now, I want to say very clearly, drag queens, sodomites, and lesbians are all pedophiles. They're all pedophiles. Preacher, what do you mean? They don't take kids to bed. No, they warp their minds so they join their group. You see, they cannot reproduce. They have to enlist children. They cannot reproduce on their own, so they have to convey their sexual deviance to your children and have them join them voluntarily. They are all pedophiles. They are all pedophiles. They're not preying physically on children yet, but on their minds and souls, which is even worse. They're all pedophiles. If you have a so-called gay friend, you better know he's after your child. Or he may not come out directly and say so, or even act like it. But he's trying to influence them to join the organization, or he'll be out there doing what he's doing. These people are not normal people. They are more dangerous than murderers walking the street, because they destroy the souls along with the body. I'm not apologizing for that. If there's ever a time for a death penalty, if any sin, any crime against nature, any abomination ever deserved death penalty, it's sexual perversion of these adults. It's sexual deviancy that deserves this more than anything else. Well, preacher, I don't believe that. Okay, don't believe it. Look around you. See what's going on. Don't care. And maybe it'll never bother you. Maybe your child grew up just being perfect while you send them these public hell holes they call schools where they're taught how to have sex when they're 5 years old and actually caught in classrooms having sex, oral sex, and as early as the sixth grade. But why do you care? They're out of your hair 6 hours a day, right? They're 6 hours. They're not. Hey, you get home and go to work and keep a job or stay at home, watch TV, watch your dope operas. But you don't care, so we'll put them in public food systems and hope they come back and be somewhat normal. Oh, America, America. What a hellhole we dug for ourselves in this country. What we've allowed to happen to our society and to our children's and our children's future is so despicable, so unspeakable even, that it's hard to describe in words. A lot more to talk about, folks. And if you want to call and talk to me next half hour, you can. Most people won't probably never touch me again. I really don't care. If you can call if you like at 844-769-2944. If you have another 10 minutes, I'll be taking phone calls. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, this is war. This is war for the hearts and minds and souls of our children. Why did the church leave the battlefield? Why did the church sit back and decide to wait for the rapture while the nation goes to hell and our children pay the price for apathy, indifference, and stupidity? What happened to the men of God behind the pulpit? I didn't say women of God. No such thing. There's no such thing as a woman pastor or preacher. Oh, no such thing. Not biblically. Not biblically. If you go in the church as a woman pastor or preacher, you're going to a whorehouse. You're not going to a church. I didn't stutter. I'm not apologizing. It's in the book. You find it for yourself. But what happened to the men behind the pulpit who would tell the church, you got to get involved? Get out there and open your mouth. Stop it before it gets so bad that you can't stop it. And folks, we reached that point already. We're not going to stop it. There's going to be bloodshed over this. Virginia Elementary School to host after-school Satan Club. Chesapeake, Virginia school district officials said it could not discriminate based on religious affiliation. That's how corrupted and warped we become. And Chesapeake, Virginia Elementary School later this month will have a new offering for students called the after-school Satan Club. According to the flyer on Satanic Temple's Facebook page, After School Satan Club is scheduled to convene in the library at B.N. Williams Primary School in Chesapeake, Virginia on December 15th, where students can learn about benevolence and empathy, critical thinking, problem solving, creative expression, personal sovereignty, and compassion. Doesn't that sound great? Ain't that wonderful? Satanic Temple hosts after-school Satan Club at Pennsylvania High School. CBS station WTKR in Norfolk, Virginia, reported that some parents in the school district argue the club does not need to be in the elementary school where children are so young. The California Elementary School to allow after-school Satan Club. This is what's happening in America today. And do the parents really care? I don't know. You tell me. I know some are getting up in arms. Now the FBI is calling them terrorists. If they go to speak out against school curriculum, they're called terrorists and I guess put on a watch list. Well, so what? So what? They called Christ an instigator. And they called the apostles people that turned the country upside down and they called them instigators of riots in the streets and put them in prison for it and everything else. Why are we ashamed to be called an instigator for righteousness' sake? If I make somebody angry by telling the truth, then so be it, they're angry. They'll get over or die that way. That's their choice. But Pastor Butch Paul, I'm going on 3/4 centuries old. I don't have a lot of time left. And I don't care whether you like me or not. I want you to respect me and love me if knowing the right thing. But I don't want you ever to guess where I stand on certain issues. There may be some things I can look at and maybe and compromise on, why are you going to have supper? You might want steak and I might want something else. That's beside the point. That's a compromisable issue. When it comes to morality, it is not compromisable. If it was wrong 4,000 years ago, it's still wrong today, folks. Lying, cheating, stealing, adultery, fornication, they're all still sin. And I promise you right now that 95% of young people today have no idea what fornication even is. Ohio drag queen story time canceled amid armed protests by far-right groups. Again, no truly born-again believer in Jesus Christ wants violence. But no truly born-again believer in Jesus Christ will stand by and tolerate their child being attacked and destroyed or attack on their home or their wife or their family. They won't tolerate it. Now, I said no truly born-again believer. They understand scriptures anyway. There's some out there that's still children in Christ. They don't understand. It's my job as a pastor that's been preaching for well over 40 years, and I thank someone of a scholar of the Bible to tell what the book says and stand with it. A drag story time event in Ohio was canceled Saturday after members of a far-right group gathered near the First Unitarian. Now, pay attention. Listen, folks. It was going to take place at the First Unitarian Universal Church of Columbus, where the reading was scheduled to be held. This act of outright defiance of the laws of God in nature was going to be held in a Unitarian Universal Church, which means it's nothing but a 501c3 whorehouse. And people attended are whores. I'm not taking up that. They're the... Like, what'd you call them? The pastor is the pimp. So I guess they'd be the prostitutes, wouldn't they? Oh, yeah. I'd turn off the radio. I don't care. Go watch a couple queries on TV or something. The Holy Drag, the H-O-L-I, the Holy Drag Storytime, which was organized by Red Oak Community School, was set to feature three drag queens reading to children of ages and performing a few holiday numbers. Holy Drag Storytime, organized by Red Oak Community School. According to Associated Press, 50 to 70 members of the Ohio chapters of the Proud Boys and the Patriot Front stood along the roads leading up to the church, toting guns and tactical gear and face masks that obscured their identities. Protesters chanted "Life, Liberty, Victory," and "Reclaim America." Well, that sounded, boy, that sounded really, really bad to me. I mean, chanting things as wicked as "Life, Liberty, and Victory," and "Reclaim America." Now, the ones who want to murder babies are screaming out vulgarities and putting up their own signs and "F you this, F you that," but that's not bad. This is bad. "Life, Liberty, Victory," and "Reclaim America," among other slogans, and some are seen giving and seeing Nazi salute, according to footage recorded by Brendan Gutenschweiger. The groups had previously posted a planned protest event to the message app Telegram. God bless them. God bless them. God bless them. They didn't do anything violent. They were there to protest. Well, how many times have you heard about homosexual sodomites and others protesting pro-life events and Christian events? Oh, yeah. But now listen. Pro-life group in Nebraska receives a shooting threat note allegedly signed by Jane's Revenge. But that's okay. That's no big deal. These Proud Boys block off some perverts getting to the children, and they're demonized because they're carrying signs saying "Life, Liberty, and whatever, Freedom, and Return to America." But Jane's Revenge sends a note that says, "If our right to abortion or murder in Bellevue," and I didn't say murder, I did, "in Bellevue, Nebraska, is taken away due to the attempt to pass an abortion ban, and it gets passed, we will shoot up your Newman Center with our new AR-14 rifles. Sincerely, James Revenge." What if the Proud Boys had sent a note to the school, to the church, and said, "We'll shoot up your school or your church if you let this go through"? There would have been all kinds of news coverage on that. There would have been all kinds of stones overturned and turned over to find the one who did it, find the ones who dared do this. But yet, we don't see it happening here, do we? We don't see it happening at all. I mean, we do know for a fact that many pro-life groups have been stoned, have been destroyed because of the acts of the pro-murder group. We know that's true. We need to try to lie about it. We know it's true. As a matter of fact, I was going to try to find an article and just share it with you very quickly. It says, the threat is the latest case among more than a dozen pro-life centers and church vandalisms and firebombings claimed by James Revenge. The FBI said in June that it was investigating a wave of attacks against pro-life centers across the country. But as of early October, the FBI had not confirmed whether any arrests had been made in the attacks against at least 83 Catholic churches and 73 pregnancy resource centers and organizations. Not one arrest since June. Students for Life have been calling on President Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland to do his job and protect the Americans of all views rather than using his life to repeatedly weaponize the law against those of pro-life views. So, yeah. No problem. They can firebomb our places. They can firebomb homes clinics to try to help young ladies who are pregnant and don't want the baby necessarily. They can firebomb them. They can destroy them. They can attack them, and they do. But very little news coverage on that. Matter of fact, yesterday I haven't seen anybody on the news for a long, long time about these attacks or what they're doing about it. Yet the church goes merrily along its way, waiting for the rapture. And now we have the Respect for Marriage Act that's been through the Senate twice now before the House, probably passed real soon. And people like Dr. James Dodson and Gay Bauer said it's one of the darkest days for religious liberty in America, period. It is. We now have a case before the Supreme Court right now from a lady in Colorado who won't do a mural or paint a picture for a homosexual couple. And she said, it's against my convictions as a Christian, and I'm not going to do it. Now her case before the Supreme Court. Well, when this this Respect for Marriage Act finally gets through to the White House, and it will, and Supreme Court rules in favor of the lady, that could cause more conflict, couldn't it? Here we sit in America. The church is deadly silent as a whole. Oh, there's some standing, but very few. And we call the Catholic Church heathen, and the hierarchy in the Catholic Church certainly is. And those who are not born again, even though they're, we'll say, in the members of the church and not been truly born again, are too. They're lost. But they got more morals than the so-called Christian Protestants, don't they? They have more courage than most so-called Christian Protestants. The priests of these places are speaking up in a lot of places, taking a stand. And what do we hear from Christian churches as a whole? Crickets. It's okay. We'll be out here before it gets too bad. What we're saying very clearly is what Hezekiah said when Isaiah said, "You sinned a great sin. This kingdom is going to be taken away from. It's going to be taken away from your people, and given to your enemies." And he said, "Hezekiah, it won't happen in your lifetime. And when you're gone, this nation is going to be taken captive." And Hezekiah more or less said, "As long as there's peace in my day, I don't give a hoot what happens to the ones after me. Let my children pay the price." It's called the Hezekiah syndrome. Let my children pay the price. I don't care. As long as I have a little bit of peace and prosperity in my time, I don't care what my children pay. Yet we say we love our children. And I will ask you this question and get to a phone call. There's only one person on the line so far, and a two, actually. Let me ask you this question. The church you attend and you give tithes to, money to, have they ever preached this behind their pulpit? Have they ever come out straight out and said that violence is here, like your lump, and it's coming to your front door? I'll be honest with you, folks. Right now, we're struggling financially. Worse should be in a long time. Expenses come out this past few months that I couldn't help but expense I'd have for radio equipment, a chunk of money. We're not regrouping it very fast. And so far, we're not recouped it up to, it's getting rough, all I can say. If you care, help us if you can. But most people, again, I probably lost listeners tonight and probably lost support tonight. It's okay, folks. I'm not mad at you. You do what you got to do. I, for one, am not ashamed of the truth. I'm not going to back down just because somebody's offended. I'm not going to apologize because I said people sitting in public schools are actually not the most intelligent people in the world. I'm not going to apologize for it. And I'm going to apologize saying that they don't love their children very much or they get them out of those hell holes. I'm not going to apologize for it. Get mad. I really don't care. I've got to the point I don't care. I have 6 grandchildren and a great-grandson that's depending on somebody to do something. And by golly, their grandpa and great-grandpa are going to do his best to speak up and do what he can while he's still here. I don't want to be questioned one day when I stand before my Maker, what happened to your courage to tell the truth? The war, the rider on the red horse, folks, has been turned loose. America is going to civil war. America is going to go to civil war. But not over states' rights and this type of thing. No. It's going to be over moral divisions that must come to blows. And I taught this past week in Bible study, there are only 2 kingdoms, folks. You either serve Christ, either serve the devil in his kingdom, or you serve Christ's his kingdom. And a righteous kingdom cannot peacefully coexist with evil, with the evil kingdom. It's impossible. And if you as a believer are peacefully coexisting with evil people, or you have friends who are sodomites and lesbians or pro-murder or whatever, you call them your friends and you break bread with them and you buddy up with them, you're a hypocrite and you're breaking the rule of God in his scripture. You witness to them. You tell them the truth because you love them. But you don't break bread with them calling your friends because they can't be. They're on the opposing side. They're in the evil, dark kingdom. If you're in the light, then my friends, if you're truly in the light, they can't stand you anyway because light dispels darkness. They can't stand that. So if you get along with them, that means you're walking in darkness also. There you go. Straight up and down. That's it. Let's go to the phone line. Just start first with Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch.
Hey, Gary.
I'm going to deal with 2 things that you've talked about there. Since I've been with this ministry for a long, long time, and I, you know, we were talking about the public school system for 20, over 20 years.
Oh, yes.
You know, to get your children out of the public school, you know. I mean, if you've got to make the sacrifice and pay to get them in a decent school, then make the sacrifice. But it's really not a sacrifice.
No, it isn't.
You know, because it's doing the best for your own posterity. You know, the children will be better off for it. You'll be better off for it. And you won't be plagued with these things within your own family. So everybody's got to take responsibility for their own family.
Amen.
I've been preaching that right here for the last 20 years. And I don't think I had one person to truly take me to heart. No, I'm just being honest about it. Now, if that happened after I moved someplace or something like that, so be it. And but it's heart wrenching.
Yes, it is.
To sit there and they make every excuse in the book. You know, they can have these SUVs. They can have these little things that they run back and forth on. These little off the road vehicles that are on the road, whatever you call those things. You know, and those things cost as much as a car used to cost.
They do. See,
they can have all of that. But they can't take and either self-educate their children or put them in a school that actually preaches the three R's and is not afraid to stand up, you know, and say the Lord's Prayer or something similar to that, acknowledge God in the education of that child.
Amen.
So that's a hit on parents right there. That's the parents' fault. That's not the child's fault. That's the parents' fault. I know I get a little upset sometimes, but you know, I'm on the street all the time, and I'm going to tell you what makes them. When somebody comes by, you know, and gives me the one finger salute, I expect that.
Amen.
You know, if somebody cusses at me, I expect that. But I'm going to tell you what. One thing I will not tolerate is apathy.
Amen.
I don't come by and you see these pictures of these aborted babies here that are clearly just cut up. I mean, I put some really, you know, well, you've seen the pictures, cut into pieces. And if that doesn't move in your heart, you better tear open your chest and find out if there's one in there, buddy.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And see, if they won't stand up, if you won't stand up for your own offspring, you won't stand for nothing.
No.
And I make no apology for my speech, as you know.
Amen. Amen.
And I get hot. And, sometimes they hit my hot button, and sometimes I say things I should not say. Now, you know, I'm a human being, you know, and I should not, you know, return evil for evil. But I'm a mere man here, too, you know, and I get so fed up.
Nothing wrong with righteous anger. Nothing. And by the way, when I'm preaching, somebody throws me the one finger salute, I throw a kiss to them. That always bothers me.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're a better man than me, Butch.
Well, I just do it to make him mad. This kid. Yeah, I got to jump more calls here, but thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you, Butch.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go next, Mick, to Mexico. Mick, come on in. We're getting out of time so fast. Come on in.
Oh, hey, Sheriff. Now, then, what happened to all these laws from... about the 1600s, where they burned
Good question.
Witches.
Good question. Good question.
And burned the sodomites. What happened?
Good question.
They're still out there on the books. And why aren't they enforcing the laws against those sorry dogs? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'll just tell you now that I got a record here of the laws when it started in this country in 1600, 1500 actually, and I have a record up to 2013. They started changing the laws a little bit at a time, tolerate this a little more and more. It started under the Quakers in Pennsylvania where they quit doing death penalty except for murder. They started tolerating, put them in prison, but they started tolerating it. They didn't fulfill God's law to get them out of society.
Now, you know who was behind all this highness stuff? The Calvinist.
Oh,
you
remember
that name?
I know Calvinists. I sure do. John Calvin. Yes, I do.
Calvinist.
Yeah.
The ones who put the Talmud.
What now? I'm sorry. I lost you.
The Talmud.
Okay.
The T-A-L-M-U-D.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What about
the ones buying all this trash?
I can't say. I do know the Calvinists are the ones who believed once saved, always saved, and that they believe in predetermination, which is not Bible. Nonetheless... Yeah, I know who they are. Mick, I hate to be so rude, but running out of time. I got to get another call. And thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go next to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch, I know you're running short on time, but this is tough luck preaching tonight. We lost our freedom since 1963 when they took the prayer out of schools. It was over.
It started.
No more morality.
Yes.
And in the 1970s, we had the, NAMBLA. NAMBLA started.
Oh, yeah.
It hasn't stopped. It's gotten worse.
Much worse.
Now we got drag queen story time. You know, we're not against the homosexuals out there listening tonight, because years ago, Butch, I'm going to say this real quick. I know I'm pressing up time. There was a neighbor who was a happily married man, a wife with two kids. But, you know, what was sad about it, she had found out her husband was seeing another man, and she committed suicide.
Oh,
two young children.
Wow.
It's not a happy life. And look, if you're in that life, you're suicidal, drug or alcohol, need help, we love you out there. It is not a good life. A lot of them have turned around and received Jesus Christ through the law, and they've changed. It can
Amen.
Be done.
Amen.
But you're letting this
Christ
is what
can,
Satan
Christ
is doing change. To our nation. Satan is taking over. You got to fight Satan, Butch.
Amen. And these men behind the pulpit do a good call. Thank you for the call, Chris. I appreciate it. I really
Thank
mean
you.
That. Folks, this is all for real stuff. We're not making any of this up. This is for real. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. And everything you said tonight, I agree with 100%. And I'm certainly going to continue supporting Call to Decision Ministry. But obviously, I upset one of your callers very much when I call in. So I'm going to quit calling in to the Bible study, and I'm going to quit calling in to the program, because I don't want to upset that person who wants to blame everything on anybody and everybody except the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church. So I'm not going to upset him, and I'm not going to upset myself.
That's your call now, but don't do that. I agree with what you're saying. I also agree with what he's saying, because it isn't all one group. It's a bunch of them. But, Daryl, the real blame lies at the churches, because they're the ones supposed to stand against this stuff. They ain't doing anything.
Oh,
that's
that.
Where the real blame is. So, yeah, you call and tell me you want to. I agree with you.
But I've often said, look in the mirror for some of these people that want to call in and blame everything on the Zionists and the Edomites.
Or anybody
look
else.
Look in the mirror, because they and I and even you, Pastor Butch, we're all guilty.
We are. That's the whole point.
Enough to speak out and wanting to protect special groups, and we shouldn't be protecting any groups.
No,
don't
just call in. Share the truth, because those groups are wicked to the core. But the church is the one that let happen, folks. The church. Well, grace God, I'll see you tomorrow night with Summer Gray as a Superior Mountain Herbs. I'll talk about then, too. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.